This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Brett Boone joins us, Odyssey MLB insider, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And it is good to have you back on, Brett. I know part of the conversation you've been having, I'm guessing, with a lot of people is, what happened with your bro?
Or your Uncle dad. Aaron?
Yeah, Uncle Aaron, should Uncle I say.
Lord. Yeah. It's funny for me, you know, as his big brother that used to let him, you know, tag along in our childhood. He's the same kid. I mean, I'm looking at Aaron when he argues. I love it. It's like he's 8 years old, and I'm teasing him because in the wiffle ball game, he hit a fair homer, and I said it was foul. And I knew it was fair, but I just wanted to get his goat a little bit. When I see him arguing and the passion that he has, that's real. What you're seeing is real. There's no premeditation. That is what it is. But, I mean, this is a silly thing. I mean, Wendelstedt comes out. It's early in the game for whatever reason. Hunter's not feeling it that day. He wants no gruff from the dugout. Aaron says a few words. He says, Aaron, I'm going to make it simple for you. It's almost like recess where we're in seventh grade, and if one guy talks, everybody's got to run laps. He says, I don't care who says anything. You're the captain of that ship. If I hear anything come out of that dugout, it's on you. You're getting thrown. And, you know, Aaron goes about his business. All of a sudden, somebody in the crowd yells. Hunter thinks it's somebody in the dugout. Oh, you're gone. Aaron's surprised. He comes out. It's all a lot of drama for really something that big of a deal. Hunter didn't know that he was throwing him out because a fan said something. But probably when the dust clears, Hunter woke up the next day and says, oh, shoot, I threw him out, and then it was somebody from the crowd. Hunter Wendelstedt's going to get a slap on the wrist. Aaron's going to have no consequences, and he shouldn't. They'll move on, and they'll make up, and it'll all be fine. So it's just, I tell him all the time, I said, well, that's just your reputation procedure. So he just figured it was you chirping again.
As a guy that played in the bigs for so many years, including a Braves team here that went to the World Series in 99, Brett, I just feel it. They need to get smacked down. Talking about the umpires in general. I mean, there's a couple of guys, I don't put words in your mouth, Angel Hernandez, but there's a couple of guys, C.B. Buckner, that it feels like nobody paid their, you know, their 100 bucks to see those guys. And you just wonder at some point, is this thing coming to a head where they will use some of the technology that they're trying out in the minors and just make these guys like cigar store Indians out there just to verify what the computer said?
Well, let me say this. I think, and I've talked to a lot of ex-umpires. I just had Teddy Barrett, who was in the big leagues 29 years and just retired after 0-2. I've talked to some umpires that have been out of the game for a bit that are still involved with the game in some capacity and say the umpiring today is as good as it's ever been. And I believe that. Here's the big misnomer. That stupid square that we all see on our TV now, therefore, and as Teddy Barrett said, and I got some clarity on this, it should be for entertainment purposes only, because that's not how the umpires are training behind the scenes with their computers. That thing on the screen is just for us to watch to maybe have a little bit more of a better, you know, I don't even know the words I'm looking for here, but it's not accurate. So what he's telling me is he comes back after the game, he gets his printout from the umpires saying how he scored today in today's game. He might have scored a 98, but on the play-by-play and the commentators, they're going to say he missed five or six pitches because the ball didn't hit one of the lines. That's not even an accurate depiction of the strike zone. I really think, in a serious tone, we need to take that away. I think it's really taken away from the game, because it seems like every game I'm watching now, all the commentators talk about is pitch to pitch and if it hit the line on the box. I think they need to take that box away. I think it was for entertainment value, but now I think it's becoming detrimental to the game, and we're getting caught up, and everything is about the umpires and every single pitch. That being said, I think we're in a world now where we're data-driven. We want perfection. We want actual parameters. I think you're going to see first, you're going to go to what they're trying out in the minor leagues right now, which is the challenge system where you can tap your helmet, you can challenge a call. I think you're going to go to that, but I think eventually, just the way the world's going, I think eventually you're going to see robo-umpires where balls and strikes are going to be called by the computers. Now, I still don't think it's a perfect science. I think there's a long way to go. For example, you have to come up with it if Altuve's in the box versus right. is Aaron Judge in the box. You've got to get something that's accurate until they can – they can actually get that perfected. I don't think they're going to put it in at the big league level, but I think I see the challenge system coming sooner than later.
Interesting. Odyssey MLB Insider Brett Boone. Insider calls presented by Grainger, guys, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Go to Grainger.com or just stop by. And he also hosts the Brett Boone podcast, featured the most notable names in MLB and around sports every week. Tell me about the Braves and what you're seeing. You know, we won the World Series, and you are well aware of this, without Ronald Acuna, who then comes back and is the MVP. We lose Spencer Strider, who was projected to maybe strike out 300 guys, and he's done for the season. Yet this team is just continuing to roll and find ways, and guys are stepping up, Brett.
I'll tell you what. You know, I was back in Atlanta last year. I came out for a couple events. It was early in the season. And it's just, you feel it. You know, I walk around there. It's just the culture that they have there in Atlanta. It's almost 90s-ish when the Braves, every year in and year out, it wasn't a matter of whether we're going to the postseason. It's, are we going to win a World Series this year? How deep we're going to go? I think they've got that same culture working now in Atlanta and has been for the last 5 or 6 years. Just a great staff, top to bottom. And just obviously great personnel. I look at this team and they just don't miss a beat. I'm looking at you right now. You just finished winning 9 out of 10. You got an off day today. This last series with the Marlins, you swept them. The starting pitching didn't give up an earned run. You're at the top of all the offensive categories, just like you were a year ago. And the thing about it is, your two big guys, Olsen and Acuna, they're off to kind of, for them, slow starts. Mm. I'm seeing a guy like a Harris from a year ago when I was there, and that horrible start he got off to. Yesterday, he hits the walk-off. Guys like him, Albies goes down, you know, and they're right. still doing it in spite of that. Look at the Ozuna, the start he's gotten off to. He's right now, if the season ended, he's the MVP. You've got the Duvall and the Kelenic, you know, right. back and forth, that platoon. The bullpen is solid. The starting rotation, Strider. I don't want to cheapen that. That is a huge blow. Strider, you know, arguably the best pitcher in the National League. To lose him for the year, that is a huge blow. It's really going to put a lot on Fried, who's off to a slow start. His last start was excellent. Just pitched a 9-inning shutout. How often does that happen in the big leagues nowadays? But it's going to put a lot of onus on the Sales of the world that came over this offseason. Morton, who's not getting any younger but continues to go along and do his job. Lopez got a .72 ERA. It's going to be interesting how they do it. The thing about the Braves, that's great. They're off to this unbelievable start, 17-6. Playing in a tough division, by the way. The Phillies are for real, and I think the Mets are better than people are giving credit, even though they got off to that horrible start. I think they're going to be competitive in that division. But the Braves, for me, still top to bottom, they're the best team in this division, arguably the best team in the National League, if not baseball. And I think they have the means to get into the season, and the better they do get to that trade deadline, they're going to have some flexibility and be able to go out and maybe make a big splash at the deadline to get to what the organization thinks they need to get over the top and win another World Series.
Talking with our Odyssey Baseball Insider, it's Brett Boone with us, your guys, on the WaitForIt.com outline. More on the Blitz, NFL Blitz. We'll talk more draft coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. Brett, that's the thing. I mean, we just feel like this is the window is now. I mean, we're locked. The salary has kind of crept up for years. They were outside the top 10. We got all these guys 1 through 9. You just went through the lineup. It just that's the only beef. If there's any downside, is Alex Anthopoulos philosophically is just opposed, as a lot of general managers are, to giving that big money to pitchers. Can we find that guy that puts us over the top? Because we can't get knocked down in the NLDS again.
No, and I think, you know, I was on a lot of teams in my career. Some of my organizations at that trading deadline went out and got that big guy. And I'll tell you, it's an underrated thing, especially for players in that clubhouse, especially for those 26 guys that are down, you know, on ground zero, if I can say that. yep. day in and day out grinded. When that owner and that organization goes out and gets that piece at the deadline, it just shoots some adrenaline into that room. Like, hey, we're doing this on a daily basis. Us 26 are grinding out, but ownership and the front office, they got our back. It's amazing the adrenaline shot you get when you feel like you're backed by your organization. Then I've been on other teams where, man, we need that one piece and we're a really good team, but we need that piece to put us over the top, and they don't do anything. They stand pat. Then you got to kind of dig down as a group, and I mean players at that time, and find a way to, in spite of the organization, to press on. So that's an underrated thing that happens at the deadline as far as from a mentality standpoint. So I think this Braves team, I think they know that there's a window here with this special group of guys. They've won one World Series. I think they know at the deadline this year if that player presents itself. And I'll just talk about past years of like a Verlander, a Max Scherzer, when they were in their prime, kind of what the people call a rent-a-player. I think if that comes available, this Braves team is going to go for it this year.
Well, we hope so. And we hope that this is going to be another year.
They're fun to, I'll tell you what. This team is fun to watch.
This is
a good baseball team.
No doubt about it. Odyssey MLB Insider Brett Boone. Insider Calls presented by Granger, guys, as we talk to him pretty much every other week here on the show. And we're going to get into, you know, a lot more baseball conversation. By the way, how much attention are you paying to the NFL draft? Are you paying a little bit, a lot? How much?
Zero.
Okay.
absolutely zero. My boy goes number one. I'm an FC grad, so I just assumed. I love people getting into the weeds when he didn't want to go to the combine. He wasn't going to throw for everybody, and it looks like they're still going to take him number one. So that's all I know. I'll find out who the SC draft picks are. But other than that, I really don't pay much attention.
That's called stay in your lane. Thank you so much, Brett Boone. Appreciate you, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, good stuff from him.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. You guys know I'm always up for a good MVP story, and one of the best stories is Wasabi Technology. Wasabi is the world's hottest cloud storage company, and it's become the go-to provider for professional and collegiate sports teams, including 20 Major League Baseball teams like the Red Sox and NHL teams like the Bruins and Vancouver Canucks. Even the Liverpool Football Club is getting in on the Wasabi action. So why is Wasabi the MVP? Well, Wasabi was purpose-built to free businesses from skyrocketing storage costs and unpredictable transaction fees that the Amazons of the world are charging. In fact, Wasabi is up to 80% less than those hyperscalers and doesn't charge a cent for businesses to access their data. From Wasabi's AI-enabled intelligent media storage, Wasabi Air, to the industry's only cloud storage service with triple protection against cyber criminals, data deletion, and ransomware, Wasabi's taking the lead in driving innovation in data storage and helping sports teams to unleash the power of their data. Wasabi, another Boston-based championship team.